The first thing we run across in this arrangement is a four-measure intro. Here's what it sounds like. Right hand, we're playing the F above middle C with our fifth. With it, left hand, we'll play F and A. And this is the F below middle C with the third finger, left hand. And then the A above that with the first. This hits with the right hand's F. Sustained pedal goes down. Then right hand, play middle C with your second. Back to F with your fifth. Middle C, F, C, F, C. So we just get this for measure one. Now measure two is quite similar. The two notes you're hearing in the right hand are E and C. So the E above middle C with the fourth, and then middle C with the second. With the left hand, I'm playing the A below middle C with the first. So this left hand's A will hit with the right hand's E. Sustained pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, middle C, E, C, E, C, E, C. Then our next chord is this. Right hand, this is the F above middle C with my fifth. With the left hand, I'm playing D and A. That's the D below middle C with the fifth. And then the A right below middle C with the first. So this plays with the right hand's F. The sustained pedal goes up and down. Then right hand, play D under your third. Back up to the F, then the D. F, D, F, D. For measure four, we'll have this. Now the right hand is doing the same thing it did in measure three, which was F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D. The left hand, though, is playing two B-flats. This is the B-flat right below middle C with finger one, and then the B-flat below that with finger five. So left hand, two B-flats, right hand, F, D, F, D, F, D, F, D. And just like the other measures, as soon as I hit the first note, I pick up the sustain pedal and put it down again. So that's the intro. Now, if you're familiar with the original, that's what they do during the intro. But that's a little more complex than this. But let me show it to you so at least you can work on that. Instead of the right hand just going F, C, F, C, it will go F, A, C, A, F, A, C, A. So left hand, instead of playing F and A, you hit just the F. Right hand, you'll hit the F. Then you'll play the A below middle C. Then play middle C with your second, back to the A below that with your first, and then do all of that again. That's what we do in measure one. For measure two, we'll do this. So left hand will have to move down to the A2 below to get out of the way, because the right hand will play the E above middle C, then the A below that, then middle C, back to the A, up to the E, A, C, A. So we get this repeating pattern where we pick up that A with the first finger. Then measure three, where we play this. Now we'll do this. So right here, now we're playing the F above middle C. Left hand, we're playing just the D below middle C. That way the right hand can play the A below middle C. Come back up to the D, back down to the A, up to the F, down to the A, D, down to the A. For the B-flat chord, left hand will play the B-flat 2 below middle C, right hand will play F, then the B-flat below middle C, the D above that, back to the B-flat. F, B-flat, D, B-flat, total of four of those. So all we're doing is adding that note below middle C and speeding up the pattern in the right hand. And you don't have to do that right away. You can do what we did at the beginning of this lesson, but work on that, and eventually you can put that in for the intro. Well, after this intro, we go into the first verse. So let's take a look at that.